Morning. How y'all doing this morning? Isn't it good to be in God's house this morning? I tell you, it's such a beautiful day. You know, it just doesn't seem like it's been 15 years since 9/11, since that tragic day, does it? Do you remember what you were doing when you saw it? I remember what I was doing. I was in the office, and the TV just happened to be on, and I saw smoke coming out of this building. I'm going, what in the world are they videoing here? What's going on? We had no idea what was going on. Just as that happened, I saw the second plane hit. And I tell you, I can't express the words, the things that was going on in my mind as well. You may understand it yourself. You know, that day was such a tragic loss. There was 2,996 people that lost their life that day. Y'all realize that? 106 died in the World Trade Center. On the airlines, 246 died, 125 in the Pentagon building. And there was 343 firefighters that lost their life that day, 37 port police and regular police officers. I say regular, if that you can even call them regular, 23 and two paramedics, with 19 hijackers that lost their life as well. You know, all these were lost that day. You know, and that word lost, man, we use that thing for so many things nowadays. You know, what does it really mean? Does it mean that they were lost and we couldn't find them? Did they lose their life that day? Or were they lost not knowing Jesus as their Savior? You know, it could have been the last two, either one. I'm sure there were a lot of Christians that were in those buildings and in those planes when they went to meet their Maker. They were just like me or you. They went to work that day with no expectations of anything going to happen to them. And then, just like it happens a lot of times, bam, no warning. They had no time to say, oh, I wished I had done this. I wished I would have kissed my daughter one more time or hugged my dad. I wish I'd have done something. They knew that they were fixing to die. Some of them had time, I hope, to get right. Some of them probably had just a little bit of time to call out to the Lord. But the one loss that I want to concentrate on today is the one where we talk about those who are lost in Christ. Jesus had this habit of hanging around with folks that the Pharisees thought was terrible. He hung around with lost people. Go figure. He hung around with those that were sick. He hung around with the worst of the worst, tax collectors. Oh, amen. Everybody knows that's right, huh? Are there any tax collectors in here? I hope not. With that amen belting out. But Jesus even hung out with tax collectors, who, according to the Jews, was the most disgusting, the most vile of all men. Yet Jesus said, they need me. Let's look in our Bibles in Luke 15, 4 through 7. Jesus was talking to the Pharisees when they accused him of doing this dastardly deed of hanging around with tax collectors. Jesus said, told a story like this. He said, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go search for the one that is lost till he finds it? For the one that is lost, and when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me because I found my lost sheep. In the same way, there's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. You know, it's kind of easy to understand what Jesus is talking about here when he talks about a lost sheep. But as cowboys, we got any sheep herders out here? Let's put it in a cowboy context of a heifer. Just imagine if you had a heifer and she had a calf. Everything was fine. You doctored it. You tagged it. You put it in your logbook. You said, okay, this calf is here. I know it's here. It's good to go. You come out the next morning, you look, and the calf is gone. And the weather's bad. And you know if you don't find this calf, it's surely going to die. And the mama doesn't seem to really give a flip whether or not the calf is there or not. So you get on your horse and you head out. And it starts raining and you don't care. It might even start sleeting or snowing. Let's make it really bad. I mean, and you probably don't even have your slicker on. But I mean, you are putting yourself in danger. You're going out. You're going to find this calf so you can do what? You can pair it back up with its mama. That's what this story is about. It's about bringing back. Even though you spent better part of the day looking for this calf, you might even look for it all during all night long and all the next day. But you were able to bring the calf back to its mama. The question I have for you this morning, are you one of those lost calves? Are you one of those lost sheep? You could be one of two ways. You could either just strayed away. You were a believer and you strayed away from God. Or you never knew him to begin with. And you've been living your life the way you want to live it. This is the story that Jesus talks about this morning. You know, every one of us has lost something. It may not be a calf. It may not be a sheep. But you've lost something that you valued very much. And you couldn't find it. Doesn't it drive you crazy? I mean, you just tear the house up or tear the barn up looking for the stupid thing. And then when you find it, you're so excited. Ah, oh, man, I finally found it. These sheep that this is talking about in the story, they were valuable to the person that was going hunting for them. Valuable. They were precious to him. Just as your calves are precious to you when you lose one. But this story isn't about Jesus recovering property. This story was about him finding lost sheep. About him being able to share the gospel with others. You know, finding the lost brings joy to God's heart. Someone who is lost now is found. All of heaven, it says that all of heaven rejoices when someone comes back. Whether you've strayed away or whether you didn't know Christ to begin with, when you do, it says that all of heaven gets excited. They rejoice because one has been found. The lost has been found. That is strayed away. You know, whether it's either one, it doesn't make any difference. It's great to get excited about something like that. It's great. Heaven gets excited. God is excited. God is happy. You know, when he finds you, he will put you on his shoulder while all of heaven rejoices. You know, but how do you go about finding Jesus? I've had some ask me that before. You know, you've heard the story. Well, I didn't know I was lost. I thought I knew where I was. Maybe you do. But maybe you're here this morning and you're searching for something and you just don't know what it is you're looking for. I can tell you right now, that was put in you by God. It was put there for you to seek him out, to find Jesus. I can tell you this morning that Jesus is looking for you. If you don't know him, he's looking for you. If you've strayed away, it doesn't matter what you've done. How bad you were or how bad you think you were, it doesn't matter. He still is waiting and saying, come on. Man, I don't care. I love you. And rejoices and is happy when he finds you. I was reading a little excerpt from a Bible commentary, Spurgeon. He was talking about finding the lost. And he said, the way we ought to look at lost people, he said, we ought to do everything in our power as Christians to try to stop them from going to hell. He said, if you've got to grab a hold of their leg and hang on and make them drag you all the way till they step in, or you're standing in front of the gate and they have to jump over you to get to hell. There's some people that are going to go to hell. We don't know who they are. Only God does know. He does know because he knows all things. But to us, we have to treat everyone that doesn't know the Lord like, look, you are headed to sure death, eternal death and fire. And do everything in our power to try to stop them. Amen? I don't know why, but that just struck me as kind of funny, grabbing a hold of someone's leg. Have you ever seen that? Someone trying to stop. We used to do it as kids. We would try, someone was going somewhere, and we'd just grab a hold of their leg, would not let go. Said, no, you're not going without me. My brother used to do it to me. I'd say, I'm going somewhere. He goes, well, you're not going that. And he would not let go. He'd grab a hold of my leg and say, no, you're taking me with you wherever you go. Whatever it takes, Spurgeon said, whatever it takes to get them to turn around and to find Jesus. Are you lost this morning? Are you looking for him too? Come to Jesus this morning. He's waiting for you to come home. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you. Lord, I have no idea who this message was for this morning. There's someone here, Lord, that needs you this morning. That they've strayed away. Maybe they know you and they're yours, but they've letting themselves move away from you. Put life, just things, Lord, in front of you and have drifted away. And now, Lord, you're calling them home. Or it's someone here, Lord, this morning that you never knew. That if they were to die and they came up to you, you'd say, I'm sorry, I never knew you. You're not one of mine. I pray if there's anyone like that here this morning, Lord, that they would not leave before they receive you as their Lord and Savior. That they trust you and just climb in those big arms of yours. And you can bring them home. Father, we just pray for all the families, Lord, of those that lost loved ones on 9/11. Father, I can't even imagine the pain because I'm not walking in their shoes. I don't know what they've been going through for the last 15 years, but I know, Lord, that if they don't have you, it's been pure hell. It's been tough. It's been hard. But those that are in Christ have you, Lord. They have you to comfort them and to give them peace, peace of mind, peace in their soul. I just thank you for all the blessings you give us, Father. I thank you for this day, and I thank you for all the ones that are here this morning as the body of Christ. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please don't leave. Because he wants to welcome you home. He wants to welcome you into his family. If you're here this morning and you're looking for a church home, howdy. We're glad to have you. We hope that you'll think about and consider Common Ground as your church family. We've got a green sheet in the back there that to become a member, you just fill it out. It's kind of crazy. But you fill it out and turn it in and as far as I know, you meet with me, and then if everything goes good, you're a member, you know. If you're looking for a church family, I'm talking about a family, not a place where you can just come and hang your hat and sit in a pew and not do anything, because every one of us here has a job, amen? We're all workers. We all got things to do for Jesus. But if you're looking for a place to serve, this is a good place to come. And if you're here this morning and you're going through hard times, and you need prayer, there's a prayer box in the back there that you can put your prayer request in, and I'm the only one that sees it, and I promise you I will pray for you. And I won't share it with anybody else. I won't talk about it unless you tell me I can share it with the elders. No one else will know about it but just me and you. I hope you have a blessed week this week. I hope that wherever you go this week, that the Lord goes with you. Y'all have a great week. God bless you.